I'm going to pray real quick. Lord, I just pray, Father, that you'll just fill me, Lord, with only that which what you want me to say, Father, that what you've given me will be all that comes out. In your name we pray, amen. I told TC, it makes a lot of sense in my head what I want to say, but I'm not sure it was going to make a lot of sense. So I thought, all right, Lord, your own here, because I've been, I don't know, the past few months, there's just been a lot going on. And I found myself in this place of like really walking out stuff and it's being good. But then when things kind of get still and quiet, I was just talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I know I'm not fully getting it, because when everything dies down, I'm not filled with fullness of joy. I'm not questioning you about anything that's going on. I got just a lot of different things personally going on with other people, just doing the stuff. But when it got real quiet, I found my heart more troubled, not in a mad at God sense, but more troubled than filled with joy. And so I knew something wasn't right. And so I've been, you know, or that I just wasn't getting it. So I've been asking the Lord. And so I'm going to read in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, and then just kind of show you what the Lord's showing me. I forgot to tell Father Bracken, or else I'd have had him read it. It says, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. And that's what really got my attention, because it feels like a pruning type season. You are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather him and cast him in the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, and whatever you wish, it will be done. My Father is glorified by this, so that you will bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I've also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments, abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. And I said, Lord, that's what I'm missing. So I kept reading it for days, and I kept reading it, and I kept reading it, because we've heard this scripture taught on a lot. But what kept standing out to me was the word abide, abide, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me. So I started underlining it, and 10 times in 11 verses, Jesus says, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me. And so talking to the Lord about it, so I was like, Lord, I am abiding in you. But I knew it wasn't, I know I'm not getting it, but I am. I'm like, I'm pressing in more to my quiet time. I'm really doing it. And as Bishop was speaking yesterday, I thought, no, I'm not getting it. Here's when he was talking, I thought, the Lord just kind of popped a light on to me. He is saying over and over and over and over again, he starts with, I'm the true vine. All wisdom, all discernment, all righteousness, all glory flows from him. And then he says, as if he's talking to someone with a thick skull, and says, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me. He's not saying abide is to dwell. It's also to sink into. And Jesus isn't saying abide in me just in your quiet time, just in the secret place. He said, Roxanne, I'm calling you to abide in me, to dwell with me, to sink into the overcomer. When he said that yesterday, I thought, that's what I'm missing. That's what my brain just isn't fully getting, to sink into every moment, to abide in every situation, in every conversation, and every thought that's been going on in my head, to abide in the overcomer who's already overcome the world, who's already overcome that emotion, who's already overcome that situation. And the Lord just started reminding me, as if I've never heard it, but I know I have, but hearing it again with just fresh ears and fresh eyes, that he already has overcome. The answer is already there. I can't see it. I don't know what it is. I've been in this situation that I keep saying, I trust you, Lord, with this. I trust you, Lord. But in the back of my heart, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of worry. But I keep saying with my mouth, I trust you, Lord. And the Lord just said, Roxanne, you're saying all the right things, but your heart is not aligned with what you're saying. If you are fully going to trust me and put all the worry and the fear and the anxiety of not knowing the next step, then you've got to abide. You've got to sink into the fact, I've already overcome it. I haven't laid out to you how we're going to walk it all out, but have no fear. I have already overcome it. I mean, it says in next 1 John, next chapter 16:33, it says, in this world, you will have, well, I'm going to start before that. These things I've spoken to you, after he says abide so many times, so that in me you will have peace. In the abiding in the moment, every day you'll have peace. Because in the world, you're going to have tribulation. And that's where I've been caught up on, is there's been so much tribulation just that people know about, and tribulation that we walk through that no one else knows about, right? The tribulation that we carry in our heart. But the Lord says, take courage. Another translation says, take heart. To take heart means to have joy. For I have overcome the world. And I know that. I've heard it my whole life. But when Bishop said it yesterday, it hit me like a ton of bricks. That he's not only overcome the world, but he's calling me to abide into, to sink into the fact, to walk as if he's walking through me in every moment of every day, that he's already overcome it. The whatever conversation you got to have, whatever thing you got to deal with, whatever hard thing, because you still, I was telling someone yesterday, like, he's already overcome the world, but I still have to hear from him, and I still have to walk it out. I still have to have hard conversations. I still have to do the thing, right? But I can do it without worry. I can do it without anxiety. And so, and the Lord said, and Roxanne, that's why you haven't had joy, complete joy in your heart, because you're saying it. You're striving to do it. You're seeking me, but it's not hard. It's really easy. It's stopping and going, no, I am one with the overcomer who's overcome the world, who came as me and took on everything. There's not one thing I will ever face, feel, hear that he hasn't already overcome. And he says this at the end of those, after saying 10 times in 10 short verses to abide in him, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy will be in you. When we sink into the overcomer, when we say, no, Lord, you have overcome. You're not anxious about this. So I'm making not just a choice. I'm sinking into the fact you're not anxious. You're not worried. You're not fearful. You're not critical. And I don't have to be either. I'm just going to give it to you, and I'm going to put one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to go where you send me to go, but without any fear or worry and anxiety in my heart. Then he says, my joy is in you, and that is what makes your joy full. My joy can only be full in the fact that I'm sinking into the overcomer who's already overcome the world. The world is, it's every situation, is every emotion, is every fear, is every anxiety. It's everything rolled into one easy, small, simple statement that he's come to overcome the world. And the Lord was just reminding me, sitting back there, you know, we say Psalm 16:11 all the time, but it takes on a new, it just hit my heart a little different, where it says, in your presence is fullness of joy. Not just when we get into the presence of the Lord in the secret place, when the worship music is blaring, in his presence in every moment of every day, when I say, no, Lord, you're the overcomer. I'm no longer going to worry about this because my worry does no good. You have overcome this, and I'm just sinking into the fact that you're not anxious for it. You're not worried about it. You're not fearful for this. And when I do, the fullness of joy comes into my heart and it takes over. So how do we know when we're walking in that place? Our heart is full of joy. And if our heart is full of joy, then what comes out of our mouth is joyful things, right? And not fear and not worry and not criticalness and not anger and not all these other things. And so the Lord was just reminding me how really simple it is, but we just overcomplicate it. We make it seem so attainable that only that person can do it because they spend so much time with the Lord. But he's going, no, I'm making it easy for the easiest, the smallest, the simplest child to get it, that simply that if we'll abide in him, sink into the fact that the overcomer has overcome and he's come to live as the overcomer in every moment and every day of my life, including my thought life. I mean, it just was like a light went off yesterday that when I'm not experiencing joy is because I'm still trying to figure it out instead of going, no, I'm going to sink into the fact that the overcomer has overcome and he already holds all the victory in his hand. I simply have to walk where he says go, have the conversations that he says have, do the things he says do, and if he doesn't send me to do it, then don't beat the door down, because that's not what he's using to overcome the situation. I hope that makes sense. Well, Lord, I just pray, Father, that just light bulbs will go off, Lord, that you'll just continue to just do that deep thing, Lord, in us, just the realization of how easy it is, Lord, that you are the overcomer, and you are here for us to sink into the fact that you have overcome, and we're just simply to walk in that, Lord. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. Amen.